First of all, let me wish each one of you a very, very happy and blessed Easter. I feel the love. Thank you. A happy Easter to you. Gosh, Jesus is risen. Perhaps you became aware of the hostage situation in the French supermarket just last week. A terrorist had taken hostages, demanding the release of another terrorist. And in stepped a French police officer by the name of Arnaud Beltrame. And now I'm sure that the French have their way of saying it. This is his name in an Indian accent, in Indian American accent, but Arnaud Beltrame. He offered his life in exchange for one of the hostages. And as he did that, he also placed an open line cell phone on the table, and through his conversation, helped the special forces to finally enter the space and take the terrorist down. Meanwhile, though, in the armed struggle, he was stabbed in the throat, and he spent a few days in the hospital. On his deathbed, he received two sacraments: the sacrament of the anointing of the sick and the sacrament of marriage. His newlywed wife said of him at his funeral that his heroic sacrifice was the act of a policeman and the act of a Christian. For my own personal reflection, I have called Arnaud's exchange for his life for a hostage, I have called it a holy exchange. While we honor heroes like Arnaud throughout human history, today we are here to remember another man who did the same. His name is Jesus Christ. He too offered his life in exchange for hostages. And today we are gathered here to celebrate on this Easter Sunday, because the people who have been set free by that exchange is us. Each one of us has been set free by that great holy exchange. And we are aware of it. Throughout our life, we are aware of it. And so each time we come together to worship, this is so deep in our consciousness that we say, we proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. We say this at every Mass. And sometimes we are not even conscious that we are saying it, because it happens so quickly. It's right after the consecration, and the priest says, the mystery of faith. And either we sing or we say, we proclaim your death, O Lord. And we profess your resurrection until you come again. And so in my reflection today with you on this Easter Sunday, I want to take each one of those phrases. I want to reflect on it with you in my 3 points. So first, We proclaim your death, O Lord. It seems strange that we proclaim a death. Even a heroic death like Arnaud's, we don't proclaim it. Yes, it's a heroic story, but his death or any death, we don't proclaim it from the rooftops, because death is not something to be proclaimed. And yet, whenever we enter a Catholic church, we see a death proclaimed. The focal point of any Catholic church as you enter is almost always the proclamation of the death of Jesus Christ. Not to harp on differences, but there are Christian churches that you, when you enter, you only see a cross. We Catholics are a strange breed. We put the corpus on the cross. We have a crucifix up there because we proclaim a death. And we proclaim this death not because death is desirable, but rather because it was this holy exchange that set us free. By Arnaud's holy exchange, he was able to free one hostage. But by this holy exchange, the entire human race has been set free. You and I have been set free. So as I said, each time we gather for worship, we don't forget that. We proclaim your death, O Lord. And then we profess your resurrection. We don't just proclaim a death. We are a people that profess a resurrection. And yes, Christ exchanged his life for us on the one hand, but on the other, he accomplished something that no human person, no matter how heroic, could have ever accomplished. His death was the death of death. Christ buried death once and for all. So we are a people of the resurrection. By his death, Christ changed our destiny. Many of you may have a GPS in your car or perhaps on your phone. And sometimes when you're heading in one direction and you lose the way, it says rerouting. Christ rerouted our destiny from hell and damnation to eternal life and salvation. And so we proclaim not only his death, but also his resurrection. And so this life that we live now is a resurrected life already. And we celebrate that. So this Paschal candle that is here, the Easter candle, this was lit last night at the Easter Vigil. And we profess that we are a people of resurrection so many ways symbolically. So for the first time, a new fire was lit. The old candle has been put away. We have new light, new fire. And then we bless new water in that font. That font is fresh water. And then we sprinkle all the people with lit candles and with that holy water, symbolizing that we are now living not the death, but the resurrection of Jesus. This life on earth we live is the new life. This new life is life in Jesus Christ. This new life is the life of Jesus Christ. We live not us, but Christ who lives in us. So we come to church Sunday after Sunday and we say, we proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection. That resurrection that has changed our destiny. Until you come again. So yes, we believe that Christ has set us free, and yes, we believe that he has risen from the dead, and now while we live on this earth, we await our final destiny, knowing where we are going. We await that destiny. And so we say that too. Each time we come together for worship, we say, until he comes again. Until he comes again, we live this new life. Not the old. The old is gone. Just like that Paschal candle, the old one is gone. We are a new people with the new life of Christ. The old life was a life of judgment and condemnation, of fear and alienation from God, of hatred and indifference, of selfishness and strife, of divisions and dissensions. That's the old. Folks, that's not for us. We deliberately take that old life and put it aside like the old Paschal candle. The new life that we live is a life, of love, of reconciliation. It's a life of justice and mercy. It's a life of peace and understanding. It's a life of unity and freedom. It's a life of selflessness and self-sacrifice. Arnaud's life shows how to do it. That is the new life of Christ. So just like his wife who said about Arnaud that his act was the act of a Christian, people should be able to say that about us. It would be very sad if we call ourselves a people of the resurrection and then try to light the old Paschal candle. After having known Christ, it would be like living the old life. Christ now invites us to live the new life of Christ. So today during this Mass, after the consecration, one more time we will say, we proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. May that proclamation come from the depth, from the deepest depth of every person present, believing in that holy exchange. People of God said, please rise. So are you ready to put the old away? It's not a trick question. Ready to put the old away?
Yes.
Okay. So each year on Easter Sunday, the church invites the Christians to renew their baptismal promises. It's our way of saying that we are indeed living the new life of Christ. So we look back and we realize, dear God, there are times that we have not lived this life, but we renew the promises we made to you at our baptism, and here we are. So I'm going to invite us to renew our baptismal promises. Dear brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism so that we may walk with him in the newness of life. And so, now that our Lenten observance is concluded, let us renew the promises of holy baptism by which we once renounced Satan and his works and promised to serve God in the Holy Catholic Church. And so, I ask you, do you renounce Satan? Okay, let Satan hear that, please.
I do.
And all his works.
I do.
And all his empty show.
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was suffered death and was buried, rose from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
And the Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed on us forgiveness for our sins, keep us by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord for eternal life. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. In the gladness of this Easter day, let us pray. Lord, hear our prayer.
For our church and parish family, that all our ministries may proclaim the good news of the empty tomb, we pray to the Lord.
Tragamos oenos, Lord, hear our prayer.